Hello.
Let's get a quick update on DeMar Hamlin. He's the Buffalo Bills safety that collapsed on the field Monday Night Football there during the Cincinnati Bengals-Buffalo Bills game. There is some good news from his doctors.
We were in the situation where we wanted to allow him to gradually, you know, wake up as the rest of his body was healing. Last night he was able to emerge and follow commands and even ask who had won the game.
Yeah.
asked, oh, that's great news.
Yeah, asked who had won the game, said he was able to move his hands and feet, so that's good. Now, he asked who won the game, but the doctor wanted to make sure he clarified.
He was able to communicate in writing, and he is unable to speak with us yet as he still has a breathing tube in, and we're still assisting him with ventilation. When he asked, did we win, the answer is, yes, you know, DeMar, you won. You've won the game of life.
I know. What a great response to that question. He was like, yeah.
And when he fully finds out everything that has happened and all the people that have rallied around him and the way the two teams came together, he's going to be amazed.
Yeah, and how his little GoFundMe for his foundation, over $7 million. I mean, that's pretty awesome as well.
How everybody's on Team DeMar right now.
Fans have stepped up and everything. So unclear right now whether he will actually play again. You know, obviously he's been out and been recuperating and recovering for the past several days. So
he's got a long road. I'm sure he does.
So yeah, it's just some promising news. Wanted to pass that along as that has been kind of a trending topic for the past several days here. So some good news now from Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin and his recovery. As he is showing, quote, substantial improvement. So that's good.
Great news.
Yep, for sure. All right, we got feel goods this hour. We have being caught naked this hour. We also have Bernard to show us what not to do, and you're setting the bar story. But first, a feel good coming up next.
Yeah, this kid is pretty amazing. He can play 8 instruments. Wait till you hear how young he is.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Feel good stories.
So Miles Bonham, his mom knew when he was a baby that he had advanced musical taste.
Mm-hmm.
That's turned into Miles learning to play 8 instruments, and he's 6.
I play guitar, bass, drums, violin, trombone, saxophone, piano, ukulele.
When Miles was a baby, we always knew that he had an advanced musical taste. When he was 2, for example, he wouldn't let me take him out of the car to get to school until all 7.5 minutes of Stairway to Heaven played.
He would figure out that, okay, if I'm playing a G and then a C and then a D on this instrument, then I can play those same chords on this instrument, and his ear would hear it. And then after realizing that he had perfect pitch, it made sense why he was able to do that.
That is a C augmented over A.
Oh.
Nobody likes a bragger.
And so he's gone viral for his covers, got the attention and messages from Lenny Kravitz, Charlie Puth, and Questlove.
Well, I mean that's talent. It really is.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a God-given gift right there. And you can see his video on the website, WDJX.com.
DJX.
So when to address or undress, how you doing, a situation, and when to let it go and hope it's forgotten. Diving into the DMs here at Ben and Kelly Show on social media. You can always do that. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
So this paints a picture. It says, hey, Ben and Kelly, love your show. Kind of a funny story to share. I'm hoping you can help me out with. Came home the other day in dire need of a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep naked.
Sure.
Read somewhere that is good for your digestion to not have your guts compressed with undies when you sleep.
Good to know.
So got ready for my nap. Kids at school, wife getting hair done or something. I realized I don't have my phone. Realized I left it in the car.
Okay.
Figured it wasn't worth getting dressed. Just run out to the garage and get the phone.
A Okay, is this an attached garage? Do we know?
I think it's an attached garage. Yes.
Okay.
I'm assuming it is.
Okay.
I go down, open the car door, and as I'm searching around for where my phone is, I didn't realize I must have hit the opener because once I found my phone, got out of the car, I hear a scream and barking, and it's my 70-year-old neighbor.
Uh-oh.
She walks her dog by our house every day. She took off running down the street.
Oh, gosh.
I'm mortified, but kind of dying at the hilarity of it all. But now I don't know if I need to go explain what I was doing to her or just kind of let it go, hoping she doesn't think I'm a weird perv.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? My wife is no help. She thinks it's hysterical.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, speaking from experience, I have been caught nude so many different times and in so many awkward situations. I just...
By anyone other than your family, though? I mean, you've terrorized your daughters.
Yes. I've been in hotel rooms and windows that look out onto other hotels that are really close in downtown, and
yes,
people look across
strangers.
And see that those are strangers.
I also walked
down my stairs with the front door being open, not knowing it was open, with someone coming up the walk delivering mail or package at the time, and that being caught in that instance too. So I always just pretend anytime this has ever happened to me that it just never happened.
Right, but again, all of your examples happened with absolute complete strangers you
True.
Would never see again.
True.
This is the neighbor that walks by their house every day.
I don't know. How comfortable are you in your own skin? Are you cool with just walking over and saying, you know, maybe baking some cookies and going, hey, wanted to bring you some cookies and just let you know I had just forgotten my phone outside, thought I was going to run out real quick. Sorry.
Yes, maybe that's what we do. Because she screamed and ran. So I feel like maybe something needs to be said. Like, let's bake some sorry you saw me naked cookies.
So,
do we write that in icing?
Do they
like
need
maybe,
to?
Ooh, go to Homemade Ice Cream and Pie Kitchen and see if they can make up some sorry you saw me naked cookies. Do they do that?
Do they have? They have cutouts, right? Could we do cutouts in the form
no,
of...
No, we're not making that shape, sir. No, no, no.
I'm just saying, it would
no.
It would be fun.
No, I think we just nice, round cookies.
Now, listen, Jenna does actually roll in with some solid advice saying your wife should apologize for you.
Yes.
Because your neighbor may think you're having an affair or something.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe.
So, yeah, if the wife is like, hey, sorry about my husband.
Yeah.
This is what happened. Maybe that's a little bit less awkward than you, a man, going over and to your elderly neighbor and saying, hey, so I had my bits and pieces flying in the breeze yesterday.
So, wait. So, the wife takes the cookies and changes it. Sorry, you saw my husband naked cookies.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet. I bet. But can I just go back to the point in his note where he didn't know his garage door was opening? Give me a break.
Right. Yeah. That does make sound.
Yes. It makes sound. It makes noise.
Maybe he was just laser focused and got to find my phone. And he just wasn't thinking.
Had his earbuds
aware.
In something. I don't know.
Yeah. Wasn't aware of the surroundings.
You know what? Bethany's rolling in with some good suggestions on text saying, hey, you can buy that shape cookie cutter at Spencer's Gifts.
No,
just
we're
saying.
Not giving her that shape of cookies. No.
Now, Bethany,
sir. We're
assuming she doesn't already have it.
She doesn't. I don't think she does.
We think.
We think. And we're pretty sure because she screamed and ran that she wasn't thinking, oh, baby, yeah.
Right. No, I get that. So I like the suggestion of having the wife bring over some baked goods.
We have the wife go next door and say, hey, so sorry. This is what was happening. And maybe we change the whole my husband sleeps naked thing to maybe he was just getting ready to get in the shower, something like that.
Sure.
Maybe that. I don't know if we need to share with the neighbor.
I don't even think you need to share all that. Just say, hey, sorry for what you saw.
Right. But I think if she feels like she needs to give an explanation as to why he was naked in the garage.
Now, if the neighbor retorts back and says,
Oh, baby, yeah.
Then maybe you have to have another concern on your hands. So anyways, all right. Well, hey, good luck with that. Have your wife make the peace offering. And
sorry you saw my husband naked cookies.
Yes. In the form of a...
No, it's not that shape.
All right, eggplant. Sorry, eggplant. We'll do that. Or a banana. Either one. Now, Kelly, what would a setting the bar story be again?
It'd be an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. Now, we don't condone what Bernard did. Just can't completely say maybe haven't been tempted to do the same. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without speeding 120 miles an hour because a good song came on the radio, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Oh, man. Sometimes your favorite jam just gets you going, and maybe you're not realizing how fast you're going.
Right. So, witness, obviously, in Iowa, called 911, report, whoa, this driver going nuts, swerving all over the road.
Oh, we're swerving, too. Oh,
yes. Officers, they pulled Bernard over. All right, he's 19. He even admits to going 120 miles an hour at one point and explained that he reached the top speed because a good song came on the radio in his 2006 Honda Accord EX.
Oh,
this is my song! This is my jam! He just starts gyrating in his chair. Yeah, let's do it. Anyways, he didn't actually specify even the song, which kind of a buzzkill there.
I know. We kind of need to know. Slap a caution sticker on it.
Listen, Bernard was only facing a speeding citation up until he went to get his registration out of the glove compartment. And that's when a large amount of marijuana fell out along with some other paraphernalia. So, yep. Yeah, he got a little bit in trouble there.
Not good.
Yeah. Listen, I can't condone what Bernard did. You should obey traffic laws.
Absolutely.
But sometimes when your song comes on the radio, you just can't help but let that puppy breathe a little bit more. Open it up, you know?
I mean, you could jam out in the car and still, you know, stay within the speed limit.
You could.
You can.
That's no fun.
You could just, you know, give an epic car concert. Right?
Anyways, Allie just texted in and said, y'all just made me speed with that song. Knock it off. Yeah, absolutely. A little Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's everybody's song.
Oh, yeah. OMG.
All right. Anyways, that's setting the bar on 9970JX. So, what do you think it'll be like a century from today? 2123. Pretty crazy to think about, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Well, someone went through a bunch of old newspaper articles from 1923 to see what experts were predicting back then for this year, 2023, right?
I'm predicting they're going to be scary accurate.
Well, some of them have come true.
Really?
Yeah. For example, constant airline traffic, America's population topping 300 million people, being able to talk to someone in real time through your wristwatch, which...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which you think back in 1921, that is like...
That was crazy talk.
Yes, crazy talk. Uh-huh. But here we are, you know, people with Apple Watches and smartwatches and things like that, you're able to do just that. But there were several predictions that haven't happened. And I think those are kind of fun. So they had predicted that people will work a maximum of 4 hours a day.
Dang it. Why were they not right about that?
I know. Why
couldn't that come true?
The headline was actually no more hard work by 2023.
They
said electricity would make that possible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because back then, less than half of the United States homes had power. So
can you imagine that? Kids, can you imagine life without your iPad?
No, or your Xbox? They probably couldn't, but no more hard work by 2023. That not necessarily the case. Women will paint their teeth black to be fashionable. That was another prediction back in 1923.
What?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I'm not exactly sure, but instead, a lot of people are now whitening their teeth, so that's kind of the opposite. They thought gasoline would be replaced by radio waves.
How exactly? We just, again, with the magical electricity, we just...
power your car by blasting radio waves somehow. Now, I mean, they're not too far off. We do have alternate...
The electric car.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have alternate forms of power for your car other than gasoline. So
yeah,
they thought the average life expectancy would be 100 years old. Now, someone else said 300, but they were just stupid. But back then, in 1923, the average life expectancy was only 57.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. So now it's bumped up about 20 years to about 76. The oldest living person set to turn 119 next month. So,
wow.
We are getting, as a society, a little bit older. They did think...
My grandma made it to 96. I think that was the oldest in our family.
Yeah. Cancer will be eradicated. They did think that that was going to be the case. Not yet, but we are making some good progress.
Really wishing that was the case.
And then finally, a prediction that hasn't come true from 1923. No ugly people.
Oh, that's awful.
They thought beauty pageants would become obsolete because be
I can't
impossible.
Choose a winner. Can't choose a winner.
Everybody's
so
beautiful.
Pretty.
Everybody's beautiful. So, you know,
how did they think we were going to get rid of ugly people?
By just natural selection
process.
You know, by people, by, you know, pretty people mating with other pretty people and then slowly but surely just
going to naturally weed everybody out.
right, exactly. So now, if we were to just ponder and think, what are some things, predictions, mind you, for 2123, 100 years from today, that could come true?
I think, are all the cars going to be flying?
I mean, you know, that's
a safe bet.
That could be a safe bet. I'm thinking, you know, maybe Mars will have its... will open its 100th Starbucks location.
Oh, Mars. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Have we found a quicker trip to get there, too?
I'm thinking 60% of the world's population will be traced to Nick Cannon.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm on board with that. 100%. He's like the new Adam and Eve all by himself.
And by the year 2123, finally that bottle of Tabasco sauce in your fridge will expire. So,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So there you go. There's my three predictions for 2123.
Totally. Yeah. Everyone's going to be a descendant of Nick Cannon. Yes, 100%.
Feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning.
Okay, so this is a really good one. You can see it, by the way, on the website. Mm-hmm. Also posted it on Facebook at 997DJX. Jessica Travis had the unfortunate timing to open a restaurant, a breakfast spot named Toast in Massachusetts right before the pandemic hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she wanted to do something extra special for her employees who helped her through the last several years.
She treats us like family every day that we come in, you know, treats us like one of her own kids.
I feel like if you take care of them, they take care of you. I feel like my customers have been like amazing. For the last 3 years, they stuck by me, dedicated themselves just to make Toast what it is today. So I had the idea, what better way to reward them than Universal Studios and Disney World for a week?
What?
Yes.
Wow.
So she had the employees put together a puzzle, and it said, surprise, we're going to Walt Disney World.
Oh, dang.
Almost 30 employees and all of their families are going to.
That's
all expenses
cool.
paid.
All right.
Isn't that amazing? So this is how she made it possible. After her mom had passed away, she had been wanting to use her inheritance for something meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And this fit the bill.
Well, look at that. There you go.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Do you think our bosses are all the tickets to Disney World? There's slightly more than almost 30 employees.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's a really cool story. Again, on the website, WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Also, Ben and Kelly Court, let's get the plaintiff on the phone. Hey, Randy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thank you for allowing us to contact you about this.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're going through.
So I'm so mad at my husband right now. Like, I just cannot get over it. He decided to do this prank on Christmas. Mm-hmm. I really didn't think he was going to go through it, but he did. He wanted to show how funny he is. And so what happened is that him and his brother, they got a hold of the Grinch costume, right? Yeah, the Grinch. And they both thought it would be so funny, like so hilarious, if the brother, his brother, would put it on, and on Christmas Eve, they would bust through my door, grab all the presents, all my kids' presents. My kids are 3 and 5. And their little cousin was there, who was 4. Okay? And yeah, so these guys thought it was so funny, and the brother was the one who did it. He put the costume on. It would be so funny if they bust through my door and grab all of our Christmas presents. Right? Just grab them all. And then run out of the door.
Oh, I bet the kids were just traumatized.
They were so traumatized. You should have seen their faces. Like, I will never be able to get that image out of my head.
Mm.
And then on top of that, my husband and my brother got a video of it.
Sure.
Yeah, and they keep watching it over and
gosh.
Yeah. And every time I see them watch it, I'm like, are you guys serious? Like, I'm so mad right now.
Were they trying to, like, go viral on TikTok or something with this? Do they think?
They might have. I'm not internet savvy, so I feel like they might have put it up. And if I find out that they did, they are both dead.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I was definitely seeing a lot of videos the past several weeks of the Grinch prank. So that's definitely what they were doing, for sure.
Oh my God, I'm definitely going to ask my girlfriend. So yeah, I don't know. My husband tells me to lighten up, you know, and that this video they did, one day in the future when my kids look at it, it's going to be one of their best memories for Christmas.
Mm.
Like, is he right? Am I making a big deal out of it? Like, I just can't help how angry I am right now.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, Randy. I'm not a huge fan of the Grinch prank videos that I saw. I don't know. I kind of agree with you. I think it's a little bit traumatizing. I think, you know, Christmas and the season and all of that should be surrounded in happiness and joy. And it's not Halloween. Let's not traumatize the kids.
Well, yeah, no. And I remember seeing, like, several people do, like, surprise. They have professional photographers. They're getting, like, beautiful Christmas photos. And then the Grinch comes out from behind and surprises them, and then they're capturing the horror on the kids' faces. Like, I've seen that kind of prank before too, but the Grinch is like, literally the kids think that their presents were stolen.
Yeah.
And that's especially traumatizing. I mean, they got their presents back, right? Did he come right back in and give the presents back?
Yeah, and it wasn't like right away. It was like maybe later, after they went through a whole traumatizing moment.
Mm.
Like, they came back and they put the presents back. And the way that they did it is they pretended that they were the heroes and they saved it from the Grinch. They came back without the costume.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were the heroes.
Oh, so the ones that committed the crime are now the heroes in our story. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah, they're so messed up.
All right. Well, Randy, hey, thank you for reaching out to us. Thank you for allowing us to talk to you. I mean, I think you're kind of justified in that, and maybe it's a, hey, in the future, let's not do this ever again sort of thing, or make sure that I'm on board with any sort of weird pranks that you want to pull on our family type of thing. But we are getting some people chiming in with how you can kind of address this with your husband.
Yeah, and I feel like now, like, for all of the, any Grinch movie or anything like that, the kids are going to be, like, not wanting to watch it because they're totally traumatized, thinking the Grinch is an actual bad dude.
All right. Yeah. Well, Randy, we'll see what we can do for you. Thank you for reaching out to us. Hopefully you have a much more harmonious year here ahead of you.
Yeah, and if you guys find that video of me and my kids, like, call me right away because I'll have my knife ready for my husband.
Okay. All right. All right, Randy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
I don't think she's kidding. I worry about the safety of her husband now.
She's big mad still.
Right.
Big mad.
So judge, jury, the people, the Ben and Kelly court here.
She's getting a lot of early support on the text line. Said, no way, 3 and 5, way too young for a Grinch prank.
So,
that's from Alicia.
We're in a weird spot here, Kelly, because we, as a morning radio show, have done very similar sorts of things.
We've done things way worse.
With,
but not the children.
With chainsaw wake-ups, where around Halloween time, you know, we would have chainsaw-wielding clowns bust into some sleeping...
Adults.
I mean, we had to change it to adults. It was kids when we first started it.
Really?
Yes! We had to change it to adults.
Did I block that out from trauma?
You did.
Okay.
So, we're kind of... But we have matured, I feel like, a little bit. That in corporate said we're not allowed to do it anymore. So... I don't like the Grinch prank. I don't like that.
The kids' ages, I think, are playing a very big part in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so especially if the only thing they know about the Grinch is he's a bad guy that stole all the presents in Whoville. But the part at the end, though, is his heart grows how many sizes? And he brings them all back, and he's a nice guy at the end.
Right. Lisa says, if they are watching the video over and over, this was not for the kids. Really kind of disgusting. Good point there.
All right. Yeah, Justin is like, yeah, 100%, you know, bad move.
All right, Ben and Kelly Court, who's right, who's wrong? Do you have anything to weigh in on? Ben and Kelly Show of 502-571-9970. Right in the middle of a Ben and Kelly Court here where it's Randy versus her husband, the Grinch.
Yep, so he busted in dressed as the Grinch and stole the presents in front of their traumatized children who were like 3 and 5. Little cousin was there too, he was like 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were traumatized. And now, of course, dads then go and become the rescuers and grab the presents and bring it back.
Yeah.
She's still mad though, saying, you know, that was over the top too much. The kids traumatized. He thinks it's going to be one of the best pranks, one of their fondest memories as they look back when they're older.
I'll tell you, at first, there was a lot of support for Randy.
Yes, especially on the text line. And then you go to the Facebook comments.
Yeah.
And the tides have turned.
Yeah, Stacy's like, your husband's right. Chill. Kimberly's like, I think you need to seriously relax and let it go. Christy says, this is hilarious. No way I could be upset with a prank like this. LOL.
Brittany said, good grief. I would have loved that idea when my child was younger, but my child understood the Grinch and she probably would have fought him.
Yeah. There were those videos too.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Katie!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Nice to meet you guys.
Hi, Katie. Finally, we get to meet you. So I am more excited about this moment than you may think.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Katie, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to talk about, you know, the Grinch prank a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm a parent. I have a 1-year-old, so I'm new to the game, right? I'm very new to the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't imagine, like, wanting to do something to make my kids scared on purpose.
Mm.
You know, I get that they came right back and they were like, we got presents and this is fun and we saved the day. But even, you know, even just that, you know, 2 to 3 minutes of, oh my gosh, our presents are gone. We're upset. We're crying. I just feel like that would break my mama heart.
Well, and the Grinch didn't bring it back. It was mom and it was the dads that like went and saved the day. So now the kids still think the Grinch is legit a real bad guy.
Yes, exactly. And the Grinch is not a bad guy.
No.
Katie, like you said, you're still new in the game and just give it time. There'll be times where you're like, listen, that little jerk, I want to...
Well, maybe not 3 and 5.
Right. No, I get it. Well, Katie, thank you so much for calling in. So finally glad that we were able to touch base here today. And I will forever remember this day as the day that I got to meet you.
Oh, yes.
All right. Have a good one, Katie.
Thank you, too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So what are we weighing in favor of? Are we weighing in favor of Randy or her husband?
The jury is kind of split on this. I mean, again, if you're looking at text line versus Facebook, Justin is like, sounds fun. Don't be boring. Riley says that was definitely a great prank. I would do that on my future kids. So it almost looks like we're telling her, okay, maybe relax.
HJ says you're making too much of it. Maybe compromise. Ask him to run stunts like that by you first. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I said earlier. Like, let's put a pause on these weird pranks unless I
give a thumbs up on that, but
yeah, and then maybe it's the reveal is a little quicker, and it's the Grinch himself that comes back and just like, I'm just kidding.
So
you get the good video, you get the trauma on the video, but then, you know, immediately he comes back in and makes good, makes nice with the kids.
Look, what's done is done. That's water under the bridge. She can't go back in time and stop this prank from happening. It's already happened. So my suggestion to you is, yes, let's move on. Let's try to get past your anger on this, but maybe in the future, a little bit more communication before these sorts of things happen would be good. And you know what? I kind of agree with your husband and say time will heal things, I think, in the future, where it's like, ah, well, maybe you'll look back on this in several years and be like, eh. You know.
Yeah, I really don't remember anything before six, the age of six. I think six starts to be my first memories. So when they grow up, I think it's going to be fine. They'll see the video. They'll think it's probably mean and funny.
So there you go, Randy. Ben and Kelly Court has weighed our verdict. And now court is adjourned on 99.7 DJX. Update on DeMar Hamlin. He is the safety for the Buffalo Bills, who collapsed on the field Monday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals. I know the world has been watching his situation and has been praying and hoping for the best, as you know, he has been in the intensive care unit, cardiac unit, since Monday.
Yeah, I mean, and things were, you know, looking pretty dire. He, family members had said that he needed to be revived twice. He's not able to speak, but he is communicating by writing.
Yeah. In fact, one of the doctors kind of explains his progress.
We were in the situation where we wanted to allow him to gradually, you know, wake up as the rest of his body was healing. Last night he was able to emerge and follow commands. And even ask who had won the game.
Yeah, and that was kind of a special moment. He did wake up and he was, you know, he communicated, you know, as you said, Kelly, the doctor explained that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't through his voice, but it was through writing.
He was able to communicate in writing, and he is unable to speak with us yet, as he still has a breathing tube in, and we're still assisting him with ventilation. When he asked, did we win? The answer is yes. You know, DeMar, you won. You've won the game of life.
Yeah. What a great response.
Yeah, absolutely. But they said, you know, asking about the game was a sign that not only the lights were on, but he's home.
Yes.
So they said that's a really good sign cognitively.
Yes. Now, maybe you were wondering, because the NFL suspended that game, the Bengals versus the Bills. 7-3 was the score when it was suspended. Now, per the NFL, they have now just canceled that game.
Yeah, they're not going to make it up. They're not going to resume it.
Right.
They're just going to move past it and then, I guess, try to figure out what that means for the seeding.
Yeah, so if Baltimore... Now, the NFL has said, as of late last night, if Baltimore defeats Cincinnati on Sunday, the two teams are playing on Sunday, and if those two clubs are scheduled to play a wild card game against each other, the site for that game would be determined by a coin toss. So,
okay.
So they are trying to figure all that stuff out. But since both the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati were already eligible for the playoffs, that game that they played is just going to be deleted, basically. So
okay.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. What's in a name, right? Tell you, it's a lot of pressure for new parents, for sure. Getting the name of your kid right. Sometimes, you know, there's history in the family of certain names that you want to make sure that you work into, you know, your child to be, right?
That plays a part in this particular situation. Now, for us, I made a list of girl names, and he made a list of boy names. Mm-hmm. And then when we kind of found out at that appointment what that was going to be, it was kind of like that person gets to pick the name.
Okay.
That's how we did it.
Yeah. When my twin daughters, Isabel and Sophia, were, when we found out that my wife Elizabeth was pregnant, before we knew that they were twins, we had picked out the name Isabella. And then it was like, oh, you have twins. We're like, oh, great. Like we had just, I mean,
dang it.
Isabella had, you know,
family history name, you know, meaning in the family and stuff like that. And I was like, oh man, what do we do now? So I mean,
and
I get
does
it.
Isabella kind of use that as like ammo that I'm kind of the favorite then.
No. She uses the fact that she was born first as the.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, she's 2 minutes older than her sister. And so.
Right.
Yeah, we call her the oldest and Sophia's the middle child. So anyways.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, coming up next, Chloe is expecting a boy with her husband and is set on wanting a particular name.
But there is a particular reason why he does not want that name.
Yeah. On 99.7. Social media, get a hold of us. DM at Ben and Kelly Show. You send us a message. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Okay, so Chloe wrote to us, said, my husband Aaron has a son from his first marriage. He's in his 20s, lives in another state.
Mm.
We rarely see him. His name is Aaron.
Wait.
Well, Hank and I are now expecting a son together, and I've wanted to name my son, if I ever had one, Aaron.
Okay.
Now, this is the name I've loved forever. Hank says, you know, we can't do that because he doesn't want his kids to have the same name. And it was upset his ex-wife.
Okay.
But it's my father and grandfather's name, and I want to keep it going in the family.
Mm.
So is there any way I can convince him it's fine to have two sons with the same name in our circumstances?
So let me get this straight. Her husband is Hank. He had an ex-wife and a son, and they had a son named Aaron.
Yes.
She wants to have a son named Aaron because her dad and her grandfather's name is Aaron, and she wants to keep it in the family.
Right. So she thinks it's fine if her husband has two sons named Aaron because they don't see the first one that much.
Wow. What a scenario. Like,
I know.
Okay.
But I mean, I feel as though with his first son, which would be her stepson, she has a son named Aaron. So we pick another name for her new child because I'm kind of siding with him. You can't have two Aarons. Brothers named Aaron.
Maybe she could she put make the middle name Aaron?
Yes, but just not call him Aaron.
Mackenzie texts us with the old Key and Peele bit. Aaron. We call him Aaron. It's Aaron here.
That's right. There you go. I think the middle name is a really good compromise.
Yeah, I think, and that's what
pick a different first name.
And that's what a lot of people are jumping in on the text line and saying, you know what? Why don't you just name him as a middle name, Aaron, and just give him a different first name so that way you keep the name Aaron in the family.
Exactly. I think that's really the only way to do it. Yeah, and then we pick another first name. There's nobody who was just like, yeah, have two Aarons in the family.
I don't know.
It'd be fine.
I think that'd be kind of funny.
Then it's like thing one and thing two, right?
Well, but you say maybe you name them both Aaron, but one of them is Aaron and the other one is spelled A-R-I-N or something like that, you know?
But then when you're addressing them or whatever, you're going to have to give them a number, like Aaron 1 or Aaron 2.
Well, you would never be, never is a long time.
Exactly.
You would
and they have the same last name. They have the same dad. Can't.
Yeah, nope. Yeah, you're right. That would get confusing for even just for
everybody.
For bills and mail and all that stuff.
All of it. Mm. Let's do the middle name. Let's pick a different first name. There are lots of nice boys' names that I'm sure you'll fall in love with, too. And you can still honor your family with the middle name.
All right. Chloe, sorry. I think that, no, there's not a way that you can convince him it's fine to have two sons named Aaron.
No.
But I think that maybe, and everybody is saying, you can still honor your dad and your grandpa by giving him a middle name of Aaron.
Also recognize you have a stepson named Aaron. So you're getting your wish.
There you go.
Right?
All right, Chloe, hopefully that helps. Maybe not the answer you were hoping for.
Hang on. George is rolling in with one vote of support for Chloe's case.
Mm-hmm.
George says George Foreman named all his boys George.
The boxer. Yeah, the famous boxer,
yes.
George Foreman. He did. You're
also
right. And actually, his he had a daughter and named her George, too.
Are you kidding?
I want to say that's...
How does that work?
I don't know, but...
Did he number them? He had to number them, right?
So
I'm confused.
All right. Chloe, there you go. Give your son who, and by the way, congratulations. Give your son the middle name Aaron. And if you name him Ben, then he and I will have something in common.
Well, there you go. You are Benjamin Aaron.
I am.
Spelled A-R-I-N.
Yeah, A-R-I-N.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh. So
there's a, that's what it is. Chloe, you're naming him Benjamin Aaron.
There it is. Yes, yes. Yes. I love it. All right. That's diving into the DMs. Thank you so much at Ben and Kelly Show.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, simple game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. Kelly, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty confident. My jokes are all over the place. I'll say that.
All right.
Uh-huh.
We go into the new year completely tied up, so it's almost like it's a fresh slate, all right?
I was going to say, so we're not going to restart?
It's 67 to 67. Why not? Let's just keep it rolling. We're tied, so it's like it's 0-0.
Okay, so who is possessing the actual trophy right now?
That would be me, because I had a deficit to overcome the last few times, so...
Got it.
Losers go first. That would be you. Kelly, if you are ready...
Okay. All right, here we go. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
What do you call a snowman who vacations in the tropics?
What?
A puddle.
Ah, there we go. Hey, Kelly, what's gray and not important?
What is gray and not important?
An irrelevant.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a snowman with a six-pack?
What?
An abdominal snowman.
I bet he works out.
Probably does.
Apparently, it's no longer okay, Kelly. I just found this out. Apparently, it's no longer okay to pee in the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm told it's not PC.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to quit all my bad habits.
Yeah.
For a New Year's resolution.
Okay.
And then I remembered, nobody likes a quitter.
That is true. I had to take my cousin to the hospital after a hornet landed on his face and it swelled up massively.
Yikes.
Yeah. Didn't actually sting him or anything. I was just a little too late with a shovel.
Ouch. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Caught my son chewing on electrical cords.
Oh.
So I had to ground him. He's doing better currently and conducting himself properly.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I was younger, I used to tell my friends that I had a date with a beautiful woman.
Ooh.
Yeah. They'd always laugh and say, she's imaginary, joke was on them, though. Because they're imaginary, too. I didn't have any friends, either.
Tragic. Your wife is hot, though.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Mm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
My friend said, my kid refuses to eat fish.
Oh.
What do you think is a good replacement?
Oh.
So I said, cats. Cats love fish.
Oh, yes. True. Kelly, my college girlfriend once asked me who my favorite vampire was.
Mm-hmm.
Told her it was the dude from Sesame Street. She was all like, he doesn't count. I said, oh, I assure you, he does.
Oh, nay, nay, he does.
One! One count!
Yes. 100%. I'm on Team Ben with that one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I was going to tell a time travel joke, but you guys didn't like it.
So what was the joke?
You didn't like it. Trust me.
Kelly, I had a blind date tonight.
Oh, yeah? Does your wife know?
No, let's keep this between us.
Gotcha.
Guess it would make more sense to say I had a blind date last night.
Uh-huh.
She bolted after dinner when I told her I wasn't her husband.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't even see that coming.
No, she did not. Hey, Ben. What's E.T. short for?
Extraterrestrial?
No, he's got tiny legs.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Okay.
Logistically speaking, Ben.
Yes, thank you.
Physically.
You laugh, you lose. Kelly, after making sweet, passionate love to my wife last night...
I'm already uncomfortable.
She told me I had a body built for sin.
Yeah.
Yeah, now 12 hours later, I still can't figure out if she meant gluttony or sloth.
I'm angry about mental pictures that are going on in my head right now. I'm angry
about
it.
Sweet, passionate love.
I'm angry about it. Was that before or after your blind date? Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Why is a chicken funny?
Why?
Because.
Kelly. Kelly, I recently joined a nudist colony.
I'm angry about mental pictures. Yep. I'm angry.
Gotta be honest, the first few days were the hardest. Look at me. Look at me.
I'm not looking at you.
Look at me.
Not looking.
Look at me.
Not looking.
Look at me.
Stop it.
Helicopter.
Stop. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Helicopter.
Stop.
Ah, there it is. Sweet victory is mine. All right, there you go. You laugh.
Apologize to everybody right now for what you just did. Apologize.
Oh, I can't.
Right now.
There's no excuse for me.
Everybody needs an apology.
There it is. You laugh, you lose. On 99.7. DJX.
Ben and Kelly on 99.7. DJX. Getting to a setting the bar story here where, you know, you might think that certain crimes, even a stupid criminal could pull off successfully, right?
Well, this is proof that's not true.
Yeah, what's the setting the bar story again, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do.
Yes, exactly.
Don't do this, just don't.
Right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally setting yourself on fire when you're trying to commit arson, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh, don't commit arson. That's a serious crime. Also very dangerous, as this person is proving.
Yeah, I mean, we think everybody's going to be okay here, but a couple people were caught setting a business in California on fire earlier this week. They were not pros, obviously, because when they lit the fire at the business, they caught themselves on fire. Why? Because they were using gasoline and some of it spilled on them. So,
oh boy.
The camera shows one of them running off while their butt and their lower back were just in flames. Now, the flames of the business were put out in about 10 minutes, and the motive...
So it wasn't a total loss, didn't burn to the ground. That's good.
Right, right. Suspects have not been captured, though, so...
So, one of two reasons, I guess, maybe either retaliation, or they're trying to maybe cash in on insurance.
You mean...
Depending on if they worked there.
Like the movie Office Space?
Maybe.
They burnt the building down, but you've never seen that movie, have you?
It's been a long time.
Okay.
I don't know if I've seen the entire thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those like 90s cult films sorts of things. But anyways, setting the bar. Again, you might think that, I don't know, arson is a crime even a stupid criminal could pull off. It's like,
light something, throw it in there, and there it is.
Turns out, no.
Yeah, it turns out, no. I know. And maybe that's for the best. Who knows? Maybe they've learned their lesson, too. So,
arson is bad.
Right.
That don't is do it.
Setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Kind of funny how we're still getting comments and texts from our Chloe, her situation last hour where she's just wanting to name her son Aaron. What's the big deal?
Well, her husband already has a son named Aaron.
And you're like, how the heck is that possible? Well, he has an ex-wife and they have a kid and that kid is named Aaron.
Right.
So, you know, Chloe.
And she thinks, well, we don't see him. He lives out of state and he's older.
Maybe she doesn't say it that way. But there are plenty of people who have been chiming in ever since then, like Renee, who says, that would be a no.
Yeah.
So just, and everybody's suggesting use the middle name because then she says you'd still be honoring your grandfather and your dad, who their name is Aaron, by the way. But you're also honoring your stepson, too, because sometimes you got to put your big girl panties on and be the bigger person in the situation. But I'm on the husband's side on this one.
Exactly. Well, she said, you know, she'd always wanted a son named Aaron. Well, she does. She has a stepson named Aaron.
Now, Aaron, who texted us, E-R-I-N, said the strangest patient names I've ever seen were brothers named Maximilian, Maxibillion, and Maxitrillion. They were all called Max. Yes.
They were all called Max? Come on now. How does that work?
For sure.
Especially when they're growing up and you're yelling at them like, Max, wait, not you. Nope, not you. That one.
Right, right. I mean, you're going to get to the dog's name, too, before you get to the right kid, for sure.
Just avoid headaches. Let each son have their own name. And, you know, yes, a middle name, Aaron, would be great.
Yeah, and someone brought up a great point that... One, credit situation. What if one of the errands has bad credit and it affects the other one because they both have the same first and last name? Well,
just mail in general.
Mm-hmm.
When they start to get old enough to get mail, it's just going to be confusing.
And then another person brought up a point that if you do go through and name your son with the first name of Aaron, it's going to look like you're replacing the other one. Yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
100%. It doesn't matter that you don't see him that often or he lives out of state. He's still in the family.
Right. Right. So, a lot of opinions on this. And if you wanted to hear the original conversation that we had, you can always go hit the podcast up, audio on demand right there at WDJX.com. Click listen. Harry Styles wrote a little memoir, didn't he?
Sure did.
Yep. Late Night Talking, 99.70JX. I have been told several times by many different people, Kelly being one of them, that no, Harry Styles didn't release a recent memoir. That was Prince Harry
who did. Right, former Prince Harry.
That was a case of me once again reading a headline and not actually clicking on the article where I saw Harry wrote a memoir, and I'm like, ah, oh, it's got to be Harry Styles. Let's do it. Let's go. Now, Harry did write a book, so I am partially right, but it's not a memoir, and it's titled The Making of a Modern Man.
Great. But we should talk about Prince Harry.
And that's not, and honestly, that's not really even written by Harry Styles.
Okay, great. So not relevant at all.
Yeah, so anyways, right, yeah, Prince Harry did write a memoir, though.
Yeah, so yeah, he's been, wow.
Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about
that. For wanting to, like, not live in the spotlight and live a quiet life, he's not doing a very good job at that.
He does want to reconcile with everyone, right?
This book's not going to help that.
It's not going to help.
Not going to help at all.
Which I wonder if they, because he's not the first person to say, I just want a reconciliation with the family after writing a tell-all book.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's their way of kind of saying, the book's there, but, you know, we're fine now.
They're not fine now.
To be better now.
They're not fine now. They're not going to be fine after this. I mean, he details some, I guess, incident, a confrontation that happened in 2019 in Kensington Palace when apparently William confronted him about Meghan and said some stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Harry kind of gets salty and William ends up pushing him down,
mm-hmm.
attacks, like, grabs him by the collar. He said mm-hmm. he had a dog bowl.
Well,
so again, just... Yeah. Continuing to paint the royal family as monsters.
Well, it's just,
and then it's just like, no, let's be a family again.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine the pressure and of being in a family like that.
I've always been on the whole, like, keep your family business in your family. Deal with it within your family. I mean, it's like, even when people air out family stuff on Facebook and puts it all out there, it's just cringe. It's like, it's not our business.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it in to yourself. You handle your business within the family. And he is just letting this play out like the world's longest reality show.
Well, Kelly, you say that, but yet...
I have not watched 1 minute.
No. You say that, but yet... I still would like to solicit for, if you've got drama in your life and you want us to help you out, please message us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
We come at it with an attitude of wanting to help. If you have an issue, you're struggling
and
to solve.
Don't keep it to yourself.
We would like
it to
help.
Us and we'll help.
See, Harry's not really looking for any, I guess...
Maybe
problem solvers.
Maybe Harry needs
airing it all out.
Maybe Harry does need to come to the show and we can work this all out.
I'd have some harsh words for him. First of all, I'd be like, shut your pie hole. Go talk to your family.
Well, hey, if
you have problems with them, go talk to them.
If you missed anything on the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, audio on demand. We have it up there every single day. WDJX.com. Got a week's worth. First full week. Well, gosh, wasn't even a full week.
No,
back,
it wasn't even a full week. No,
I don't know how we're gonna make it through
I'm
next
so exhausted.
Week.
I pushed my body way too hard this week.
All right, it is Fitness Friday, so keep listening. Another winning word on the way just after 10 o'clock with Ryan Smetzer. Have a good weekend, and we will talk to you Monday.